Because it is volatile, a global shortage in the helium market can quickly impact pricing. This affects things like broadband, automobiles, and everything using semiconductors, from refrigerators to watches. Gary Stanley is the Director of Materials Industries for the U.S. Department of Commerce and says uses of helium are why it is important to strengthen the mineral supply chain.
We recognize that helium has so many use and applications. Helium is at the center, and when you look at the medical side, climate change, health, healthcare, the whole area of U.S. economic growth and recovery from COVID-19, we see that helium is one of those critical minerals that can be seen at the center of that conversation.
For the most part, helium is a secondary product from gas production. Efforts to reduce carbon fuel usage compete with increased global helium demand, and different sources are needed. That's where Utah comes in. The state has deposits in its southeastern region, mostly on public lands.
We have a pretty good handle on where we think things are. Potential is probably a bigger question of what can be done with it.
Bill Keach, the director of the Utah Geological Survey, says with state investment, the agency could determine the Utah helium reserves. Public land leases for private industry exploration are another option. Because Utah is close to large semiconductor markets in Phoenix and Austin, there is potential to develop a more secure supply chain here. Wes Adams, assistant director for Utah's School and Trust Lands Administration, noted the value of helium could be large, as much as 100 times the value of natural gas. Stephen Lund, state representative, talked about potential jobs.
If you have the resource here, then you develop trucking jobs, you develop processing jobs, and that's just to get the helium in a position where you can actually sell it.
Ben McAdams, session moderator, says
it's more than just royalties. There are jobs, but the ripple effect of this is significant. And it's not only Utah, but I would say the U.S.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harriet Cornacion.